still, there is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise.
I have an announcement which I give with some sadness. A year or more ago, Mary Cunningham shared with me that she was beginning to feel like the time was nearing for her to conclude her role as our worship director. This comes not because of unhappiness in her ministry, but because of numerous other commitments in her life. Early this past January, Mary let me know that she would like to conclude no later than the end of July of this year. I have worked with the ministry team in reviewing the worship director's ministry description, and with the board's affirmation this week, we'll begin to assemble a search committee. We'll begin advertising for this position immediately. If you or someone you know has interest in this role, please make that known. After the search committee has done its work, we will bring you a ballot with a candidate for your response. An email reiterating these comments, along with a ministry description, will be sent out today, and paper copies of that will be available here at church as well. Mary has served this congregation well for 11 years. She will be greatly missed in her role as worship director, although I'm happy to report that she anticipates that they will continue to be part of our congregation. We know that God is faithful and will provide the leadership that we need. Please make this a matter of prayer. And would you join me now in prayer? Lord God Almighty, worthy of all of our praise, We thank you for Mary and her effective ministry among us these many years. She has helped us to worship you. She has pointed our hearts to you and testified to your goodness with sincerity and creativity and devotion. Bless her, Lord, as she finishes out her responsibilities as worship director in the coming months. And we look to you to guide us as we begin our search for worship leadership in the future. Again, Lord, you are worthy of all of our praise. You are worthy even when our path is uneven and unknown, even in the midst of a pandemic which is bringing suffering to so many. Even then, our hope is in you. We lift to you, Lord, those we know who are sick, some of our own number, as well as other acquaintances and friends of friends. We plead for your mercies for each one. And God, we know this pandemic is not unique to us. We pray, too, for people around the world who are suffering, many in circumstances far worse than our own. We ask in your strong name, Jesus, to bring them healing and restoration. Whether far or near, comfort those who are anxious. Dwell with those who are lonely. Encourage those who are perplexed and dismayed. Be with those who cannot comfort their loved ones as they would wish due to isolation. Be with those who have lost loved ones without adequate goodbyes. And those who cannot even grieve in typical ways, denied the physical companionship which means so much at those times. Provide for those whose finances are jeopardized, those who have been laid off or whose jobs are imperiled, those wondering how their bills will be paid. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. We pray for doctors and nurses and all medical staff who risk their own health as they care for the sick and struggle with hard choices and shortages of supplies. Be with others who do jobs that keep us going. Lord, we ask you to protect all of these workers and sustain them. We pray for wisdom for those who must make decisions which impact many, especially those in government and in other areas as well. May they be agents of mercy and grace. May this worldwide crisis lead us, Lord, to personal repentance and seeking to follow you more closely. Often we have not loved you with all of our hearts or souls or minds or strength. We have not always loved neighbor as self or trusted you as your character merits. Forgive us for these things. May this pandemic lead to repentance across the broader church like a refining fire, ushering in a new day among your people. May it also lead to repentance among those who have rejected you. May the disabling and obvious impotence of what they have worshipped lead them to fall before you and surrender, not as a temporary cry for relief, but as a life-changing, eternity-altering transition into your kingdom. Even as we pray for an end to the pandemic, we ask that the full benefits of things of eternal value and benefit to your kingdom would be achieved. Lord, we praise you. Despite the pandemic, we could name many, many blessings. Every one flows to us from your hand. Humbly, we praise you, God. We praise you.